Funny what a smile can do. Funny what a touch can get you through. I found someone to lean on and I pray she leans on me. If she needs some supporting, someone to lean on and I pray she leans my way. Never know I was ever down. No, caution to the wind, both feet first. Never know I was never down. Both feet first. Oh, never worry about it.
Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave98.3.fm.
801 on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. And what a weekend, hey? Here's some of the, let's call them lowlights of the atmospheric river. We'll start in Coquitlam, where there's an ongoing search for a resident of a home that washed away in a mudslide. That was back on Saturday. North Shore, local state of emergency has been declared and is still in effect in the district of North Vancouver. At least six homes are under mandatory evacuation orders. That's along Panorama Drive. I know some of those homeowners there were really surprised that they were suddenly getting evacuated, but there's also some incredible support taking place across the North Shore in regards to emergency evacuations or just people needing support if they suddenly found a river flowing through their basement. And yeah, just in general, seeing streets turn into rivers, what a sight, hey? Some videos even showed fish in them. Shifting to BC politics, it's going to take a whole other week before we'll have the official results of Saturday's BC election. Elections BC says the votes need to be recounted in two different ridings, one to Fuca Malahat and Surrey City Central. Those are going to be hand counted, by the way. The initial count that wrapped up yesterday shows the NDP with 46 ridings, the Conservatives with 45, and the Green Party has locked in two. And finally, shifting to sports, can we just cheer on our BC Lions? They've said goodbye to regular season plays. They head to the playoffs, hoping they do well so they can come play at home when Vancouver hosts the 111th Grey Cup at BC Place on November 17. And wave weather. Mostly cloudy today. Big time rain behind us, but we do have a chance of showers all day. Our high today, 12 degrees. And right now at 555 West Georgia, we're clocked in at 9 with Dionne Warwick on the wave.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Okay.
All right, Wave 98.3 with Paul Anka and Michael Jackson. And good morning, I'm TJ. And for all of y'all Paul Anka fans, hands up. You probably already know this then, but there's a new documentary this year about Paul Anka's life. And it's called Paul Anka, His Way. I was just geeking out on some of the details there, and it will lead you down a path that really highlights how incredible his life and career has been. It started off, of course, when he was just a teen idol at the age of 16 years old. If you want to catch Paul Anka, His Way, I know it premiered at TIFF earlier this year, but the actual distribution of the documentary is still being sorted out. So I'll keep you updated. Thanks for hanging out. 811 on the coast. And I got good news for Knight Street after this.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
I promised the update on the Knight Street Bridge, and I'm going to give it to you real fast because I feel like I'm about to sneeze. I'm not sick, I swear. It's just the dust. So that multi-vehicle crash, northbound Knight Street Bridge, no, north of 43rd, still slow from the Knight Street Bridge, but the crash itself is gone. Now excuse me while I sneeze.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
breezy like Sunday morning.
Satisfy your soul. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Welcome to Monday. I'm Tara Jean. 100 to 200 millimeters of rain hit most parts of our region over the weekend, but the heaviest rain definitely hit Coquitlam. Hand on heart, man, that community really went through it. More rain fell in Coquitlam than Tofino over the course of 3 days. And that, I think, says a lot, because on the West Coast, Tofino always gets the most of it. But Coquitlam, over the course of those 3 days, 256 millimeters of rain. And of course, daily records of rainfall fell across the province, with Saturday being the wettest day. I'll highlight West Vancouver. So 134.6 millimeters of rain, breaking the old record of just 34. So we are definitely in new territory with that most recent atmospheric river. And I also want to point out, if you are on the North Shore, I know some of you are still going through it. The ground is drenched, rivers are still running high, and if you do find yourself in need of emergency support, you can call 911, of course. Or if things are a little bit slower and you have some time, get in touch with North Shore Emergency Management. They are doing an incredible job and have a program set up to support people like you. Take care, everyone, and enjoy Lake Street Dive. This is Hypotheticals on The Wave.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. But I believe we might be on to something. I
feet or sit down, whatever. Do what you got to do. That was Darren Ron on The Wave. And I'm TJ. We just hit 8:30 on your Monday. And here's what's making waves on the West Coast. We're going to start with BC politics. Looks like the official results of Saturday's provincial election are going to take some time. So patience required there. It's because two ridings have less than 100 votes difference. They'll be recounted by hand. In the meantime, the NDP are leading in 46 ridings, the Conservatives with 45, and the Greens with 2. And again, those official results, they're going to drag them out, and it's going to take until next week, maybe. I'll keep you updated. In other news, man, what a weekend we had, hey? That atmospheric river responsible for, well, a lot of flooding, but also destruction and worry. In Coquitlam, a resident is missing after a mudslide washed their home away. In the District of North Vancouver, a state of emergency still in effect. At least 6 homes there are under a mandatory evacuation alert. And, you know, the reason for all of that is really public safety, specifically with the evacuation in Deep Cove. It's because of a potential failure of infrastructure near the homes. So the rain stopped, but yeah, the concern continues. So take care. In sports, Canucks got a W in Philly over the weekend. Love to see it. Road trip continues now in Chicago with a game tomorrow. And congratulations to our BC Lions. They're heading into playoff season now with the hopes of playing the Grey Cup, which we're hosting November 17th at BC Place. Mornings with Tara Jean. And finally, back to wave weather. So the atmospheric river is over. It's behind us. Sure felt like a fire hose was on us for a few days. Today, though, instead, just clouds and a chance of showers, high at 12. Very tame in comparison, hey? Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 9 degrees.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. Love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
jelly, baby. Just like honey to the bee, baby.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Wave 98.3.
Culbertson, Sandcastles 2.0 on Wave 98.3. And I'm Tara Jean. Quick question for you. Have you ever shown up to work after some time off and a bunch of your coworkers have gone into cahoots together to join forces and try to push you to quit your job? Maybe not, but that is the scene this week for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. House of Commons back in action after a week away, and the week back will involve some big time pressure on him to step down from the big role. The Liberals and, you know, more so Trudeau are really not that popular right now, if you haven't heard. And yeah, after that week of downtime, House of Commons is going to be a lively place where even Liberal MPs are expected to be pushing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to consider stepping down. What will he do? High drama. Okay, maybe not as dramatic as what's happening with the lead up to the presidential election in the States, but we're just a little bit cooler here most of the time. 8:41 on the coast. Thanks for hanging out and enjoy Sade at Smooth Operator on the Wave.
Music be your window to the wonders of the West Coast. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
never made a perfect pair. With three sides, it made me feel like such a square. Steaming red lights.
Thought I'd be prudent and check in round the room. How'd we do over the weekend? How'd you fare during the atmospheric river? Record-breaking rainfall. And I'll say, you know, I really do mean it. You know, how are you doing? My house is fine, my yard, my neighborhood. But I was up in Whistler through the bulk of that over the weekend, having a lovely time at this year's Whistler Writers Festival. It was so much fun. But while I was up there, I was thinking, is this as heavy as it's going to get? And then I talked with a few people down in the city. It was way, way worse here. And when I left Whistler yesterday to drive home, I mean, I was just gripping that steering wheel. There was so much, water pooling. And there were, you know, concerns every time I passed any kind of a cliff. I was thinking, what's coming down? But really, Squamish, it was the heaviest rain, almost the heaviest rain I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm talking about midday on Sunday. The only other time I've seen it heavier actually was a road trip through central Italy. So Italy, you win this time.
5 long years we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always. But you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving up. Turning loose might be right, it seems. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. Change horses in the middle of a stream. Giddy up, hi-oh, silver. I only did the things I thought I had to do. And if I hurt you, baby, I'll make it up to you. I can't say. Without sin, cast our first stone. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up. Turning loose might be right, it seems. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. If you don't want to spoil our secret dreams, don't change horses in the middle of a stream. Giddy up, hi-oh, yeah. Giddy up,
change horses in the middle of a stream.
Wave 98.3 is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Street.